The egg of birds. The egg is protected by two membranes, in addition to the shell. These allow exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide between the egg and its environment. Embryo develops from the germinal discs in the yolk. The remaining yolk supplies the embryo with food. Albumen surrounds the yolk and supplies the embryo with water. The chalazae hold the yolk in position. Adaptive features of the egg of birds. 1. Shell protection and gaseous exchange. 2. The shell membrane provides moist surface for gaseous exchange. 3. The yolk supplies food for the embryo. 4. The albumen provides food and also serves as shock absorber. 5. Airspace stores air for gaseous exchange. 6. The chalazae hold the yolk in position. 7. The germinal disc contains egg nucleus, which develops into the embryo. Development of the embryo. The zygote undergoes mitotic division to form two cell masses. The outer one develops into the outer membrane called the chorion. The inner cell mass develops into the embryo and three embryonic membranes around it. They are amnion, allantois, and yolk sac. The allantois links the embryo and the chorion. The amnion forms a sac in which the embryo lies and is filled with amniotic fluid, which protects the embryo. Functions of parts. 1. The amnion. It protects the embryo against dehydration and mechanical shock. 2. The allantois. It's a site for disposal of metabolic waste. It links the embryo and the chorion for gaseous exchange. 3. The yolk. It provides nutrients or food. 4. The chorion. It's for gaseous exchange. Incubation and hatching. Incubation provides a suitable temperature. It reduces loss of water by evaporation. Nest of birds. It keeps the chicks warm. It protects the chest against enemies. Respiration in birds. Two extensions of the lungs, namely the anterior and posterior air sacs. The air sacs are not for gaseous exchange, but help in ventilating the lungs. Anterior and posterior air sacs provide ventilation of the lungs. Functions of parts. Posterior air sac moves air into the lungs. Anterior air sac moves air out of the lungs to the outside. The lungs is for gaseous exchange. Description of breathing in birds. Air from the nostrils moves into the posterior air sac, then to the lungs, where oxygen dissolves into the mucus lining, diffused into the blood capillaries to replace carbon dioxide. Air leaves the lungs into the anterior air sac, which moves out through the nostril. Also, when a bird is flying, vigorous movement of the intercostal muscles increases the ventilation to increase rate of gaseous exchange. This is on-directional flow of air, in which entry and exit of air in the respiratory surface occur through separate pathways, unlike bidirectional flow in mammals. Reptiles and amphibians, in which entry and exit of air occur through the same pathway. Unidirectional flow of air is an efficient form of gaseous exchange because fresh air does not mix up with exhaled air. In other words, there is no dead space, thus providing useful adaptation since birds need a greater amount of energy to fly. Gaseous exchange in the bony fish is also unidirectional, that is, water enters through the mouth and leaves the opercular opening, thus adapts the fish to respiration water where concentration of oxygen is very low. Unidirectional flow of air reduces oxygen depth. Adaptation of beak in birds. Beak of birds are adapted to their mode of feeding. Flat beak. It's used to find food such as small insects and worms in water, example duck. Long slender beak. It is used to suck nectar, example sunbird. short conical beak. It is used to pick small seeds, example weaver bird, hooked beak. It's for killing prey and tearing of flesh, example eagle, hawk, and owl. Strong pointed beak. It's for omnivorous nutrition, example egg, fowl. Adaptation of feet of birds. Feet of birds are adapted to their methods of feeding and locomotion. Web digit. It's used for swimming in water. Long sharp curved claws. It's used to catch and hold prey, example hawk and owl. Strong feet with blunt nails. For scratching for food in the soil, example domestic fowl. Feathers. General functions of birds, feathers to birds. 1. For protection against mechanical injury. It provides warmth. It provides streamlined shape. It's for sexual display. It provides camouflage. The structure of feathers. Each feather has a central flexible rod, which bears a flat expanded part. The flat part of the feather is the vane. The upper part of the rod, which supports the vane, is called the shaft or the ratchet. The lower part of the shaft is hollow and is called a quill. The vane is made up of hair-like structures called hair barbs. Barbs branch into barbules. Barbules have hooks and gills to interlock with one another. Ties of feathers. There are four types of feathers, namely curl feather, counter feather, down feather, and phylloplum feather. Curl feather is found on the wing and tail. Curl feathers are on the wing and they are called rhombuses. Curl feathers on the tail are called retorts. Curl feathers attached to the lower end of the wing are called primaries, whilst those of the middle up are called secondaries. Each wing has 23 rhombuses, made up of 11 primaries and 12 secondaries. Structure of curl feather. A curl feather has a central flexible rod, which bears a flat expanded part. The flat part of the feather is the vane. The upper part of the rod is solid and supports the vane. It's called the shaft or the ratchet. The lower part of the shaft is hollow and is called a quill. The vane is made up of hair-like structures called barbs. Barbs branch into barbules. Barbules have hooks to interlock with one another. The lower part of the vane has loose barbs. Functions of curl feather. It is used for flight. The tail feathers are used for stirring and breaking. Features of adaptation. It is light, hollow, smooth, and waterproof. Interlock bars provide a large surface area for flying. Counter feathers. It's found on the track of the body, the neck, or as wing converts. Functions of counter feathers. It protects the body against mechanical injuries. It prevents heat loss. It prevents the body from getting wet. It provides streamlined shape for the body. Down feathers. They are found close beneath the counter. The structure. They are small and soft. They have short shafts and barbs which do not interlock. Its function. It provides the body against mechanical injury. It prevents heat loss. It prevents the body from getting wet. Phylloplumes. It's found very close to the skin. They are small hair-like feathers that can be seen after a bird has been plucked. Structure. They are small hair-like feathers, no vane, a type of flexible barbs and bubbles at the tip of the ratchets. Its function. It retains air close to the body. Differences between counter and down feathers. Counter feather is larger, but down feather is smaller. Counter feather has a stiff ratchet, but down feather has a small, soft ratchet. Counter feather has long quill, but down feather has short quill. Counter feather has upper part of vein, and down feather or barbs are loose. Differences between counter and quill feathers. Counter feathers are smaller, quill feathers are larger. Counter feathers are more flexible, quill feathers are flexible. Counter feathers are less firmly, quill feathers are more firmly. Counter feathers interlocking barbs, co-father's interlocking barbs. Similarities between birds and reptiles. There's a presence of scales, presence of cloud digits, presence of cloacal openings, and presence of cladic eggs. Differences between birds and reptiles. In birds, there's a presence of a beak. In reptile, the beak is absent. In birds, scales cover hand and limbs only. In reptiles, scales covers the entire body. In birds, feathers cover the body, but in reptiles, feathers are absent. In birds, wings are present. In reptiles, wings are absent. In birds, teeth are absent. In reptiles, teeth are present. In birds, they are homeothermic, but in reptiles, they are poikilothermic. When coverts are contour feathers covering the bases of quill feathers on both sides of the wing. When coverts reduce air passing through the base of the feathers. Primaries provide forward movement. Secondaries provide lift.